You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking of selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investments, this is the show for you. We are a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top-producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, trainer, and speaker. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest-growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. It is Saturday morning. It's a beautiful Saturday morning here, February 27th. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We have a very special show for you today. We're talking all about estate planning with an expert estate planning attorney here live in studio. So we're really excited about that. First and foremost, I'm here as always with my co-host from the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the U.S., Movement Mortgage, Ramey Michke. Ramey, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danny. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Excellent. And we also have live in studio our celebrity and luxury real estate expert, Goli Vadani from TBG Homes. Goli, how you doing?
Good morning, Danny. Thank you. Good.
Good morning. And as I mentioned, we're so excited to have in live in studio Jeff Field from the Field Law Firm. And Jeff is an expert in estate planning. And we're going to have all kinds of estate planning talks and issues that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the show. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Danny. Good morning.
Good morning. So, everyone, what I want you to do is really get ready and think about any estate planning or real estate-related questions that you have and write down the number to call in, which is 1-800-222-5222. And Jeff is going to answer all of your estate planning questions as they concern real estate. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in the show. So we have an awesome show for you today. But first, you guys, our ladies are going to appreciate this. I have to wish my wife a very happy 12th wedding anniversary, which is tomorrow. So my lovely wife, we got married 12 years ago tomorrow, which is also Oscar Day. And in fact, we got married at the hotel where a bunch of the stars were staying, which was really, really fun because we got to see them.
Where was that?
It was at the Four Seasons on Doheny.
Ooh,
yeah.
Fancy.
So my claim to fame. Yes, happy anniversary, Elena. So my claim to fame was the next morning, Peter Jackson, who was the director of like the Lord of the Rings things, was walking around in the lobby, and I got to pick up his Oscar, which was really fun.
I'm beyond jealous right now, just
Wait,
so you know.
Did you ask him, or did you just pick it up?
No, I just ran over and grabbed it. No, of course, yeah, I asked him. He was standing at the concierge desk, and he had it. And I'm like, hey, can I see it? And he's like, sure. So I picked it up and held it, which was really fun.
Very jealous. Very cool.
Yeah, so that was really cool. So, so Ramey, let's start out with a Movement Mortgage Minute. What's happening in mortgage and lending?
You know, Fannie Mae is making a bunch of adjustments for us right now. It's really exciting. They're loosening up on a couple guidelines. So they're trying to make it easier for homeowners to get into their first home. So guidelines are changing. That's great. Rates are still amazing. They went down again this week on the national average. There's no better time. We're making it as easy as we can. Lowest interest rates, home values are going up, and qualifying is getting easier.
Yeah, for sure. And what we're seeing also is that inventory is staying really low. So that's putting some upward pressure on pricing in the real estate market. So, you know, for our buyers, what we're seeing is actually a pretty competitive situation. In fact, we have an agent on our team who just this over the past week has put two offers in for clients. And the first property had 25 offers. And the second property, I believe, had 9, right, Goli?
That's correct. 9 offers, yeah.
And both properties sold for at least $100,000 over the asking price.
Yeah, I was blown away when they called me for those pre-approval letters and everything, because that buyer is, perfect. And 25 offers, or 24 offers, or whatever it was, on this one home, I was blown away. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, so it's very competitive out there, which actually leads me to my next question, Ramey, which is, you know, you have this amazing program at Movement Mortgage that no one else can really touch. No one can compete with this, which is the 671 program. So tell our listeners a little bit about the 671.
671, I love it. It's our claim to fame. We will underwrite your loan in 6 hours. We'll get it processed in 7 days, and we'll send closing docs out one day later. That's the goal anyway. You know, the buyer obviously has to cooperate, and everything has to go great. But that's our commitment to people. So what we do is that's our goal. And whether you're a TBD, you're looking to be pre-qualified, or whether you're actually in escrow, we adhere to the same turn times. So it's really great so that when a new buyer comes in, we have the loan completely underwritten before they even go out shopping for the home. We know what conditions we're going to need to get the loan closed. So they turn everything in early. So when they're actually in escrow, the loan is already done.
And, you know, guys, just to put this in perspective for our listeners of how important this is, I mean, you could literally send Ramey your documents Monday morning at 9 o'clock. And by 2 o'clock, your loan's already pre-approved, underwritten, and you're ready to buy a house and submit an offer as if you were an all-cash buyer, right?
Yeah, it's huge. People can write an offer without loan contingencies. Sellers love it. Takes away that hesitation that maybe the financing's not going to go through. So really makes everyone just more at ease, more relaxed. It's already stressful buying a home. So whatever we can do to make it easier, we want to do.
And by the way, on the real estate agent side of this, this might sound a little selfish, but on our side of it, what's cool is that when we have a pre-approval from Movement Mortgage, we know that that file is going to, and that transaction is going to close. Because the worst thing is you get to the last week and your closing date is coming up, and then you hear from the lender, I'm sorry, it's going to be another week. And that just doesn't happen with Movement. And that's really, to me, the awesome part for the buyer, for the seller, and for the real estate agents involved.
Yeah, people rely on their paychecks, so we want to help
right.
You guys get paid.
Well, and people schedule, look, reality is people schedule movers. You schedule everything in your life around closing on a certain day, and then if it doesn't close because of the lender, that is very, very frustrating. So, Ramey, thanks for everything you do for consumers and for agents and everyone else.
You're very welcome.
So, Ramey, hey, by the way, if someone wants to go ahead and meet with you and get pre-approved, start that process, how would they get in touch with you?
Best way to start would be to call the hotline that we have. They'll talk to an expert who will put them in touch with me. The hotline number is 1-800-358-7563. It's 800-358-7563. 800-358-7563. The expert will get them in touch with me. We'll start the whole process. They can go to the Facebook page and get in touch with me, which is facebook.com/realestatezone. I have a copy of my app that you can book an appointment with me, and that's on the Facebook page as well. So you can download it, look at rates, you know, see different payments, book an appointment, the whole shebang.
Fantastic. And you can also, as you said, get in touch with us on Facebook. You can also go to our website, which is realestatezoneradio.com.
I missed one.
Check that out. Very cool, very cool. So, hey, for our listeners, we're excited to actually introduce a slightly new segment. We want to feature a property of the week. This is an exciting property that we want to feature. It may be a good value. It may just be an awesome house. And so this week, Goalie, what do you have for us as the featured property of the week?
Well, in this case, this is a great house and a great value. This house is in Valley Oaks area of Encino, which is my favorite part of Encino. The house is listed at $2,945,000. It's 6 bedrooms, 6 bath, and over 5,000 square feet. It sits on a 27,000 square foot lot. What I love about this house, guys, is that it's one story, sort of. And you have to go there to see it to know what I mean. So it's pretty much one story, so it sprawls out over this great piece of land. But then in order to get to the master bedroom, you have to go up like maybe 8 steps. So it's sort of like on this different level. And the house is this gorgeous contemporary house with incredible high ceilings, a swimming pool. It's got a view from the master bedroom. We're going to have this house open tomorrow from 1 to 4. So if anybody is interested in the Encino area, I would definitely go out there and check it out.
Fantastic. So you'll have an open house tomorrow, so our listeners can swing by that house tomorrow, you said, between 1 and 4 p.m.?
Correct.
Great. What's that address just one more time for our listeners?
4120 Valley Meadow. Oh, I probably never said it.
No, I think you did.
It's 4120 Valley Meadow Road in Encino.
Fantastic, Goalie. Well, thanks for featuring that property. And, Ramey, just out of curiosity, you know, this is almost a $3 million house. What is someone looking at a payment on a house like that?
Well, there's so many different options, you know, to meet whatever it is you're looking for, whether you want an ARM, an interest-only ARM, just a 30-year fixed. So rates for some of those, like if I were to qualify someone on the 5-1 interest-only ARM, those rates are probably around 3 1/8 right now. So principal and interest on that kind of a loan amount.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so yeah. Low.
Yeah, so principal and interest on that kind of loan amount is going to be $5,751 if you put 25% down.
Got it.
So just simple math, that's kind of where it is. You could go as high as doing a 30-year fixed mortgage, and you're going to be needing, you know, $10,000 a month on principal and interest there. But we have different programs, so that it's more affordable for you, so you can have a $3 million home.
Excellent. Well, hey, come check the house out first. It's going to be open tomorrow from 1 to 4, and then if you want to buy it, we have programs available. And the house is open. So, hey, we have lines open. Call in with your questions. That number is 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC or 1-800-222-5222. We're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk to Jeff Field, who's an expert in estate planning law. We're going to tell you why this is so important if you're thinking about buying a home or if you already own a home and some of the pitfalls that could happen if you do not plan this properly. So that's coming up right after the break. You're live on the Real Estate Zone here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
To make your car go, press your foot down on the pedal.
Coming up on the next drive home with Jillian Barber and John Phillips, it's a super preview of Super Tuesday.
I'm sorry, I'm still hungover. I'm in my Oscar gown. Did you say something?
Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of a 12th century architect having a conversation with a modern day contractor. Where art thou, quartz drawbridges and marble gargoyles? Literally, there's not going to be any of that. What say thee of a moat? I needeth choices, like how Noble Progressive has so many different coverage options to help protect your small business. Yeah, but the flying buttress is still out. My heavens, you're unfaltering!
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to learn about coverage that's right for your small business. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333, or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-551-8505.
SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-551-8505. 1-800-551-8505.
Talk Radio.
KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to the Real Estate Zone. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes at Keller Williams Realty. We have such a great and special show for you today. We're talking all about estate planning. So, you know, our show, which is the number one live call-in real estate show on the air, we're so passionate about helping our friends and our clients and our listeners with buying homes, selling homes, refinancing, mortgage lending, buying investment property, and all things real estate. And really, we want to educate our listeners and our clients on everything having to do with real estate. So one of the things that's so important, I think, and you know, being a former real estate attorney, this is something that I kind of took for granted that I really know about, but that is proper estate planning, especially when it has to do with real estate. So whether you own a home or you're thinking of buying a home, this is something that you really want to pay attention to. And if you have any questions on this, get your phone ready and give us a call, because we are going to answer your questions live. Call us at 800-222-5222. That's 1-800-ABC-KBC, 800-222-5222. We have lines open. So without further ado, let's jump right in. And today we are so excited because we have Jeff Field from the Field Law Firm live in studio here. And Jeff is an expert in estate planning. Now, Jeff, by the way, I thought I had a lot of children, but the coolest thing that I saw about Jeff is he has five children and owns a ranch in Utah. So Jeff's a super cool guy, and he's here live in studio. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Danny. Great to be here.
Awesome. So thanks for being here. Jeff, let me just kick it off with, you know, because a lot of people may not know the importance of estate planning. So if someone's either buying a home or they already own a home, why is it important for them to have a trust and do their estate planning in that circumstance?
Sure. Well, the primary reason to have a trust is to avoid probate. And a lot of people don't know about probate, or they kind of have some basic knowledge of it. But a perfect example is, you know, the home Goalie just mentioned, $2.9 million, almost $3 million. If you don't have a trust and that has to go through probate, it's going to cost your family, with attorney fees, executor fees, and court costs, over $75,000.
Wow. Holy
cow.
That's crazy. And so, Jeff, why is that? What is that process, and why does that happen?
That's a process where the court approves, you know, the will, or if you don't have a will, goes through this probate process. In L.A. County, we used to have 9 probate courts. We now have 2 because of budget cuts. And it'll take about 2 years for your family to get through that process and ultimately receive title to your home.
Wow.
So it's a long, arduous process. There's fees involved, court costs involved, and it's really frustrating for the family. They think, hey, mom and dad, loved one, left this home to me. Why can't I just take it right now? Well, there's a way to go through the probate process to protect the heirs, protect, you know, the family and all that. A living trust avoids all of that.
Got it. So, you know, in many cases, I think people don't realize that if you don't have a trust, you have to go through the probate process, and you can avoid all of that by creating that trust in advance, right?
That's correct. And a trust is simply just a legal document that says you can handle your affairs, your parents' affairs, your family's affairs, a loved one's affairs, without any judge, court judge, probate process, any involvement by the government. I have about 6 concerns that people meet with me on. 2 of the biggest ones is, how can I limit or avoid government interference or government control of my assets? And then how can I avoid those unnecessary fees and court costs? Those are some of the 2 biggest issues families come to see me about.
Sure. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And by the way, Jeff, I should mention, like, that house is a $3 million house, but it doesn't matter how much your house is worth, because for most people, your house is your biggest asset, right?
That's correct. Yeah. I just use that as an example.
Sure.
But the probate code sets out the fees. So these are not negotiable fees necessarily. They're laid out in the probate code. And, you know, like I say, if you want to use your will or you don't want to have a living trust, basically what you're doing is you're choosing to use what Sacramento has written out for you. Wow. So the state of California has a plan for you if you don't choose to do one for yourself.
And it's probably not a plan that you're going
to
like.
No, most of those plans are, you know, based to serve California and not you and your family. Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. Okay, Jeff, so we've now officially scared off all our listeners. and so if our listeners want to avoid that process, so really we're talking to everyone. If you own a home, if you own, applies to investment property as well?
Investment property, absolutely.
So if you own a home, if you own a piece of investment property, or you're thinking of buying a home this year, what are kind of the steps that someone should take to not have that problem down the line?
So, yeah, the steps are first to meet with a qualified attorney, someone who focuses on estate planning, understands the legal ramifications. If you own a home or you're looking to buy a home, you have your living trust set up. And then you make sure that title to your home is held in that trust, because that's really the basis of what I call death probate. It's the transfer of title to your home after you pass away. Well, a living trust will do that before that happens. So that's all taken care of at that approach. Yeah.
Okay, got it. So if someone wanted to proactively prepare for that, it sounds like, you know, they would meet with you and then they don't have to worry about it because you'll prepare all that stuff
for them.
Yeah,
we prepare
right?
all the legal documents, and we have a bunch of other legal documents that go along with the living trust. But you prepare the living trust. It gives instructions to how your home is to be passed on, and you name who is responsible for doing that. And, you know, it's a great document. It's actually what we call a substitute to the probate process.
Got it. And by the way, we have lines open, folks. So if you have questions about the estate planning process, hey, usually, you know, if you see an attorney, you're going to get a bill. But in this case, we're offering you answers to your questions live on the air for free. So give us a call here at 1-800-ABC-KBC or 800-222-5222 on the Real Estate Zone, and we'll answer those questions for you, anything you have. And Jeff, it sounds like, you know, once you do that once, it's pretty painless. You create the trust, and then after that, is there anything else to do down the line other than moving your property?
Right. I mean, that's the, you know, sure, it's not a static document. Things will change in your life, so you may have to update those things. But really, the importance is making sure that the property is titled in the name of the trust. Because by doing that, you're protected at every step of the way. And not a caveat, but a lot of people think, you know, I own a home. And like you said, it's our largest valued, you know, piece of investment or property or whatever. A lot of people think, well, I have a mortgage on my home. So, you know, the equity in my home, if I own a $600,000 house, I have a $500,000 mortgage. Well, $100,000 is all I need to pay the probate fees on. No, probate is on the gross estate. So a lot of people think, oh, the fee only applies to the equity in the house. No, so you can actually see the equity in your house drastically reduced from the probate process.
Sure, and a lot of times, because your home is your largest asset, you think, when you calculate your net worth, you may think, hey, I have $1 million on
correct.
Paper.
Yeah.
But it sounds like that can get eroded pretty quickly if something were to happen.
That's correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. Got it. Makes sense. So that's, Jeff, that's kind of the death probate part of it that you
correct.
Were talking about.
Yeah.
Now, you were telling me that there's also some importance while you're alive to this process.
Yeah. And that's what we call the living probate. You know, as a society, a lot of us are getting older. We're living well into our 80s and 90s. And, you know, incapacity is becoming more. We hear a lot about Alzheimer's and dementia. So the question is do you have the other legal documents in place to help protect your family from what I call conservatorship? Because that's the living probate process. So, you know, when it comes to mortgages and all, if a family or a family member is incapacitated, can't sign their name, well, who signs their name if they need to refinance their home? You know, if they don't have the property powers of attorney or this living trust in place, they have to go to court and have a judge approve the refinance, a judge approve, you know, taking care of those mortgage issues. So with a living trust, property powers of attorney, again, we can avoid the living probate process too.
And Jeff, I'll tell you from personal experience, that's so important. I remember last year we had a client who was selling his property, and during escrow, you know, we're in escrow. We're a couple weeks away from closing, and the owner of the property became incapacitated.
Right.
And fortunately, he did have all of this set up. He had a living trust. He had an advanced health care directive. And so his brother, who was named, was able to sign for him. But otherwise, you know, what would have happened? We probably wouldn't have been able to sell the property.
You wouldn't have been able to sell the property. He would have had to gone into the living probate process, and it would have been 4 or 5 months before someone is appointed to act on his behalf. And then the other problem is a probate judge has to approve everything. So the probate judge would have had to approve that sale, approve all of that, and it would have been just a total disaster, frustration all the way around.
So we got lucky.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely got lucky.
We got lucky. And by the way, like, you know, this topic is obviously sensitive. We're talking about, you know, people's lives, and you were talking about, you know, dementia and all these kinds of things. And the best way, you know, for me to prepare for this stuff is to see professionals that can make it simple. You know, it sounds like you make it simple. You make it nice and easy. People can meet with you, get all of that set up, and then they don't have to worry down the line.
That's correct.
Right. And so, Jeff, real quick, so if someone wants to get with you and have that consultation, or how does that process work?
So most of the time I put on educational workshops. In fact, I have educational workshops going on in the Woodland Hills that are next week the 1st of April. And we invite people to come to a dinner or a lunch, learn about the whole probate process, learn about living trust. And they can find out about that on my website, fieldlawpc.com, or they can call 1-800-358-7563, and we'll get them the information. But I really like to educate the public, and then they decide what's appropriate for them. That's
excellent.
Really the goal of my law firm.
That's fantastic. All right, so folks, fieldlawpc.com is your website, or call us on the hotline where you can talk to experts from TBG Homes. You can talk to people from Movement Mortgage. And today we will set you right up with Jeff so that he can educate you on the probate process and get you hooked up with the whatever you need to avoid probate and all of these other costs. And Jeff, just one more time, when is that the next educational seminar that you're doing?
So the next open educational seminar is the first week in April. So it's April 5, 6, and 7. The one coming up this week is pretty full. I think I have Thursday of this week some times available for a lunch, but this week's already filled up. So.
Okay, great. And they can find out more about that on your website, which
That's
is
correct.
fieldlawpc.com.
Yep, and they can actually register right there.
Excellent. All right, good. Well, hey, we have lines open, and we're going to take a quick break, but we'll have more with Jeff. Jeff, can you stick around with us for a few more minutes, answer some questions?
Absolutely. I'd be happy to.
Excellent. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll answer questions with Jeff. We'll talk estate planning, why this is super important, and why if you don't do it, it could cost you a lot of money down the line. So thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Zone. You're live here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Kings are on a mission to reclaim their throne.
Kopitar wins the draw. Muzzin pulls the trigger on a shot. He scores!
Don't miss a second of the action as the Kings go for their third cup in 5 years.
Defaulting to the net, shoots, scores!
Kings, Sabres, tonight at 7:30 on your home for Kings Hockey. 790 KABC.
Did you know that 40% of all live event tickets go unsold? There's even unsold seats for many of the events you thought were sold out. Did you also know there's a place to go to get these seats at huge savings? It's called ScoreBig.com. At ScoreBig, you can name a ticket price and save up to 60% below box office prices with no hidden fees. Hi, I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig. At ScoreBig.com, we found a way to work directly with your favorite teams and performers to get their unsold seats at unpublished prices. Our tickets are real, and our savings are huge. And I'm not talking about nosebleed seats, but great seats to the stuff you want to see days, weeks, even months in advance. Before you settle for spending more for less, check out ScoreBig.com and ScoreBig.
Still haven't made it to an NBA or NHL game? The seasons are winding down, so don't miss your chance to save on tickets. And right now, save an extra $20 when you click on the microphone and enter code 2727. Remember code 2727 to get $20 off at scorebig.com.
It's Peter Tilden, and I want to remind you to listen to your heart, especially now because February is National Heart Month and the perfect time to take active steps toward good heart health. And I want to let you know that Valley Presbyterian Hospital offers routine screenings, wellness education, and support to get you started on a heart health plan. And they're home to an expanding cardiology program that features an expert staff of cardiologists, nurses, and technicians who are carefully trained and highly skilled in every aspect of cardiac care and life-saving cardiac treatment. And some of the screening services that Valley Presbyterian Hospital offers include EKG, echocardiogram, and stress test, and their specially certified emergency room is totally prepared to treat cardiac arrest and chest pains. Skilled cardiologists are always on call, and their medical team is committed to efficiently stabilizing and transferring heart attack patients from the ER to their fully equipped cardiac cath lab in under 90 minutes. Screening leads to early detection. So this February, listen to your heart. Go to valleypress.org/health. That's Valley, PRES.org/health.
Don't just listen. Get involved.
Get involved. Get involved.
Call us at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. You're live. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Realty. I'm here, of course, with Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage and Goli Vadani, also from Keller Williams. And we have a special show today. We're talking all about estate planning, why this is important, and why this could cost you a lot of money if you don't take care of it up front. So we're here with Jeff Field, who's an expert in estate planning, been doing it for a long time, makes the process simple, and will take care of all of your estate planning needs. So, Jeff, welcome back to the show. Thanks for being here.
No, it's great to be here.
So let's jump right in. We actually have a caller who has a question for us. Good morning. You're live on the Real Estate Zone.
Hi, my name is Rick, and I had a question. I have a house that's worth about $2 million, and I have a fair amount of equity in it. And I plan on selling it somewhere between 5 and 10 years and using the equity as a big part of my retirement. And I was wondering, does it make sense to spend the money to set up a trust if I have that kind of timeline?
Absolutely. Regardless of what kind of property you have, if you don't have a trust, it will go through the probate process. So whether you own a home or you sell it down the road and put it in investments to provide for retirement, at any time when you pass away, whatever property you own will go through what I call the death probate process. And those fees we kind of talked about would all apply to home, investments, checking accounts, savings accounts, brokerage accounts. All your property has to go through that probate process.
All type of properties or investments, I guess.
That's correct. The only exception would be retirement accounts, those that have beneficiary designations. Those avoid the death probate process. But you sell your home, you put it in a brokerage account or a savings account, that too will go through the death probate process, and those fees and that process will apply. A living trust will avoid all of that and won't hinder you in any way from selling your home and, you know, setting up other accounts, that sort of thing. Buying a new home. You can even buy a new home. You just make sure you have it titled in the name of the trust.
I see. Okay, that makes good sense.
Great, Rick. Well, thanks a lot for calling in. Let me give you our hotline number, which you can call, and we can set you up with Jeff, and he can take great care of you. That number is 1-800-358-7563, or you could jump on Jeff's website at fieldlawpc.com and check out one of his educational seminars, or just give him a call for a consultation.
Correct. Great.
What's that number again? 800-358?
Yeah, 1-800-358-7563.
7563 and Fields.
Fieldlawpc.com.
PC.com. Okay, very good. I appreciate that.
Great, Rick. Thanks for the call. You have a great weekend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Excellent, which actually got me thinking, by the way, Jeff, I have a question for you. So we did our trust a long time ago when we only had one child and when we bought our first home, and now it's an investment property, and now we have two more kids. Do we need to amend that trust?
You should, because you have two more kids. They need to be named. And it depends on how long ago you set your trust up. The tax laws have changed significantly, especially estate tax and all that, over the last 4 or 5 years. But primarily the reason to update your trust is your family situation has changed. You got two other children. You need to provide for them, make sure that they're, you know, looked after if something happens to you and your wife. So, yeah, updating your trust would be a good idea.
Excellent. And the other kids tell me that they are as important as the first one.
Of course they are. More important. More important.
Lila, my middle child especially, my daughter, always tells me she's just as important as Maxim and Baron. So, good stuff. Hey, Ramey, by the way, you just bought a house, right?
I did. Yeah, I
did. Do you have a trust?
We don't. I'm kicking myself right now. Like, God forbid something happens. But we bought the house so quick and we didn't have time to set the trust up before. And I think there's this misconception, we were talking about it, that people don't bother setting up the trust because they don't have kids and or they only have the house or, you know, they only have a couple brokerage accounts and not much else. But I think it's not a matter of how much you have. It's do you have anything at all, kind of, right?
That's correct. Yeah. And it's up to you. You have a choice. You can, you know, go, I'm not going to put a will together and I'll just let California take care of everything.
Or I'm not that kind of person.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, but you have choices. Let California do it. Even with the will, California is still going to be involved. But with a trust, you decide who will handle your affairs. You are in control. You get to choose.
So what does it take to set one up? Like, obviously, you know, you come and you do the consultation. What kind of paperwork do you ask for? How long is that meeting? How long is the turn time to get a trust?
So that's a great question. In my law firm, what I really like to do, I set up what I call free personal consultations. And I set aside 60 to 90 minutes. And the first 30 minutes, I want to know more about you, your families, your concerns, your fears, your worries. And then in my office, we design a plan that fits those issues. And then we actually have three levels of planning, and we say, what level of planning do you want? And then we'll gather your assets, gather information about that, and we will set a date for your trust to be done, and you come back about 5 weeks later. We sign everything. We execute everything. We even prepare deeds for real property and make sure they're recorded. That's included.
No way.
And 5 weeks later, when you are done with that, what we call a signing meeting, you are 100% protected.
That was actually my next question is, so I go meet with you and we do the trust. Do I have to go put my house, deed my house into the trust? But you guys take care of that.
We take care of all of that. Because the number one reason trusts fail is because they're never funded. Titles never transferred into the trust.
Mm-hmm.
So my firm, I feel it's a moral and ethical obligation. We've created this document that's going to protect you and your family. But if we don't transfer the assets into the document and into the trust, you got a paperweight. You got a, you know, an ugly looking, coffee table, presentation. So we help. We make sure deeds are prepared, deeds are recorded. Your property, like your brokerage accounts, your other accounts, they're all transferred into the name of the trust. We don't want this trust to fail because you didn't fund it.
So the accounts actually need to be put in the name. They don't need to just be reflected in the trust.
We change title to even your brokerage accounts, some of your checking and savings accounts, but we change title to pretty much all of your accounts, all of your investment accounts, all of your assets. Absolutely.
Wow.
Great. Well, Jeff, we actually have another caller. We have Steve from Los Angeles. Steve, you're live on the air on the Real Estate Zone. Thanks for calling in.
Hey there. I had some inherited property, my grandmother's property, as a matter of fact, and she put my name on it. No, there was no trust. She also put my mother's name on it. And years later, my mother passed away. Then I found out that some unscrupulous people who knew my mother created this trust, and they wrote the trust in such a way that they didn't know about what my grandmother had done prior to that. They wrote the trust in such a way that I wasn't included in it at all with the property, and it was just a mess because they were trying to steal the property, but I was already on title. It was just a horrible mess, and I had to sue them, and I don't know, it was just terrible. In cases like that, what do you suggest? I mean, sometimes unscrupulous people use these trusts, and it's just terrible.
Yeah, it is terrible. There's unscrupulous people out there, unfortunately, for everything. Danny can tell you as a real estate attorney that he's probably seen people, record wild card deeds to put their names on there. So it's always out there. The issue is the title of the property should have controlled. It's unfortunate that someone that was unscrupulous did that, but That would involve the probate court. The probate judge would make a ruling and, you know, try to get to the bottom of that issue.
I had to get an attorney, and it was a lot of money. And then they didn't go to jail because I don't think they put anybody in jail. He basically deserves to go.
Right. That would be a criminal issue. Correct. This would more be civil. So,
criminal, if you ask me. And, you know, I ended up paying all this money to the attorney. And when all the dust settled, I ended up paying more money in property taxes because they rushed and signed off the property when the heat was turned on them. It was awful.
So, Steve, one of the things I do with all of my clients is I offer them and their families the opportunity after we've completed a trust to include family members. And let's talk at the 30,000-foot level about what mom and dad, what grandma have set up so everybody's on the same page. And then that way, this type of thing won't happen.
Yeah, and that's important. That's important so that, you know, everyone, I think, in the family knows what's going on. Like when we set up our trust, we actually talked to the people that were involved.
Absolutely.
We actually even talked to the people. I remember part of that process that was interesting for me was trying to figure out, you know, who was, like, we had to write in who was going to take care of the kids, who was going to take care, you know, and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's so important to talk to everyone during that time. By the way, I think just going through the process makes you think about all of those things. It's worth it just for that. You know,
absolutely, me. A lot of people don't take time to go, what is going to happen? Who are going to care for my children?
Right.
And, you know, as we have families that grow older, how do we make sure I protect my grandchildren?
That's
right.
That's right. So, Steve, thanks for the call. We're actually coming up on a break. We can, if you want to talk to Jeff and have Jeff help you out with if there's any leftover or remaining issues on that, give you the hotline number on that, which is 1-800-358-7563. So, Jeff, thanks so much for being here on the show. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have high-end luxury, celebrity real estate we're going to talk about with Goalie just in time for the Oscars. We'll wrap up with Jeff, and we'll have Ramey tell us a little bit more about mortgage and what's going on in there. So thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
That was Hillary barking like a dog. And I gotta say, she does a hell of a dog. That's pretty good. She could have played the dog in Annie. That's a pretty damn good dog. If you heard that during the Westminster Kennel Club, you'd say that's a possible blue ribbon winner. And you can do your own B-word jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going there. I'm taking the high road.
McIntyre in the morning
with Terry Ray Elmer. Mornings at 5 on 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563.
Why won't a plumber just tell me what it costs to unclog my drain over the phone? Is it that complicated?
No, it's not. It makes no sense at all. They obviously have a price.
Whoa, you've got a nice aroma. Who are you?
Mike Diamond, the smell good plumber.
Will you tell me how much to unstop my drain?
$99.
But you haven't seen it.
Don't need to. Doesn't matter if it's a kitchen sink or a mainline sewer stoppage. The Smell Good Plumbers at Mike Diamond will unclog almost any drain for $99.
Almost?
Yeah, there are a few exceptions, but you can read all about them on our website before you call. Just go to thesmellgoodplumber.com.
Wow, you're like up front and everything. I just called a guy named Bubba who wouldn't tell me anything.
No Bubbas here, ma'am. Just professional plumbers who show up on time, smell good, and unclog drains for $99.
Call us, 1-800-446-MIKE.
Contractor license number 399170.
The longer you listen, the smarter you get. Live and local, KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Zone. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin, here with Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage. Jeff Field has been awesome today talking about all things estate planning. Jeff, thanks so much for being here today.
It's great to be here. Thanks.
Great. And if you have any questions, you know, that you haven't gotten answered about estate planning, be sure to check out fieldlawpc.com. Give us a call on the hotline and we'll set you up with Jeff. He's got some educational events, free educational events, right, Jeff?
Correct.
Free educational events and lunches coming up in the LA area. And that number is 1-800-358-7563, 1-800-358-7563. We'll set you up. We also have lines open and about 10 minutes left on the program. So if you have some final estate planning questions, just give us a call here at 800-222-5222. But without further ado, the segment that we all love with Goalie Vadani, who's our luxury real estate and celebrity expert. Let's talk luxury real estate. And by the way, it's a great topic because this weekend is the Academy Awards with Chris Rock.
It is this Sunday. We're all excited to watch that. But I wanted to say to Jeff really quick, first of all, I love the fact that you include into your whole process the recording thing, because I have to tell you that's a mistake that I made before I was in real estate. I put together a trust, my husband and I did, and we didn't realize that we had to record it and have all of our assets put into the trust. And it wasn't until I got into real estate that I realized that I had to do that. And so we sort of scrambled and did it at that moment. But it wasn't a process that was included. I think the fact that you include that in your process is incredible.
Yeah, that's it's really important.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, Jeff, do you have any juicy stuff about celebrities who have maybe not done their trust the right way and what has happened there?
Oh, yeah. In fact, at one of the workshops, we actually play a video of all of the celebrities from Howard Hughes on back who have made mistakes. But one of the most recent ones has to do with Robin Williams.
Ooh.
And, you know, we all know the tragedy surrounding his passing and everything. Well, Robin Williams actually had a living trust in place. He, you know, very well planned out all his real estate, his investments, all going to be passed on orderly without probate court involvement whatsoever. And he even, if I remember his trust properly, and I didn't set it up, but, you know, reading about it, he even made sure that his image wouldn't be used for the next 25 years. Like we see with John Wayne, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra. No one could profit off of his image. But he forgot one very important thing.
What was that?
Who was going to get his personal tangible property? The Mork and Mindy suspenders, his tuxedo. So his wife, her stepchildren, his children actually spent a year and a half in probate court in Northern California fighting over those issues. In fact, there was even a fight over who would get the tuxedo that he wore at his wedding.
Wow.
Wow.
That's unfortunate.
Wow.
And his house recently sold, I believe, up there. But, yeah, that's so unfortunate.
So lawyers, I mean, I tell people all the time, I go, if you're going to fight over this type of thing, the only people at the end of the day that win are the attorneys.
Yeah, exactly. In a lot of different cases, by the way, not just estate planning.
That's correct.
So that's very true. By the way, Jeff, I will ask you, and then we'll go to luxury and high-end real estate, but a question that might be on the mind of a lot of our listeners is kind of, what's the ballpark of how much all of this costs?
Sure. Because we go start to finish and we make sure everything's done, it ranges from $3,000, and then we have a really high-end where we're helping with nursing home avoidance and all that, and that goes up to $10,000. But we start around $3,000 to $10,000.
Got it. I mean, so if you think about it, what you said earlier is it could cost you $75,000 to go through probate. That's worth paying, you know, $3,000, which is a fraction up front to make sure that you don't have those issues.
Absolutely.
Down the line.
And that's $75,000 if there's no one quarreling over items.
Right.
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 So once people start quarreling, it's upwards of $75,000, I'm sure.
Yeah. In the estate planning arena, we basically say a will is a contest waiting to happen.
Right.
That's what a will is. It's a fight waiting to happen.
That's right. That's right. All right, Goalie, so what's happening in celebrity high-end real estate here in advance of the Academy Awards?
Yes. So I have a really funny story for you guys. About a couple months ago, I was representing a buyer looking in the Oaks of Calabasas. We looked at a few properties, and they decided to – there was one that they saw that they liked – but decided not to go for it. We ended up going for a different property, and now we're in escrow, and we'll close in a couple of weeks. Well, that property that they didn't go for was just purchased by Rob Kardashian, and it closed last week. So now most of the Kardashians are in one area in Calabasas.
So that's the area to avoid, folks.
Yeah.
Sorry, Goalie.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny. And then speaking of the Kardashians, actually Kim and Kanye bought a house in 2013 in Beverly Hills, and they had every intention of renovating it. And now it's been a few years later, and it's become like a total money pit for them. And they've put all this money into it, and apparently it's not at the point that they want it to be. And they're looking to sell it as a pocket for about $14 to $15 million.
Wow.
They're trying to get rid of it now. Yeah.
How much did they buy that for?
I think they bought it for about $9 million.
Wow. It's nice appreciation for a money pit.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, guys, here's the deal. No more publicity for the Kardashians on this show. Let's cut that off, Goalie.
There's a lot of real estate stuff going on with that. What can I do?
All right. What else is happening in celebrity high-end real estate, Goalie? It's a fun weekend.
Jackie Collins, the romance novelist, has her Beverly Hills estate on the market for about $30 million.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, I know, right? What I love about this house is it has apparently a 100-foot gallery. Jackie is really into art, and she says that the house itself was inspired by a David Hockney painting. So she had her architect commissioned and told him about this David Hockney painting that she loves and wanted the entire house sort of to be built in that same theme. So she has a 100-foot gallery in the house as well. It's going for $30
million. Wow.
Does the art go with the house?
Yeah.
That's right? A great question. I have no idea. Yeah.
Very interesting. Very cool, Goalie. So it's a fun weekend in kind of celebrity and high-end real estate. There's a lot going on. By the way, Goalie, I wanted to ask you, like, when, you know, celebrities are selling their homes or high-end luxury real estate, I feel like they do certain things that maybe are different, but maybe people that are just selling a normal home can adapt and do as well. So what are some of the things you see kind of in the high-end market that people can use in any price point to get their home sold?
Yeah, that's a great question, Danny. I think staging is probably the most important thing. There was a time in real estate where staging was really for high-end luxury homes, and that's really not the case anymore. I mean, we sell condos that are $300,000 that are staged. Anybody can get their home staged, and it doesn't cost as much as you think, and it does wonders for what you're going to get in the end for your profit. Also, I think a pre-inspection. Pre-inspection is a tool that a lot of high-end homes use. They get the house inspected before they go on the market so that they can figure out if there's anything wrong with it, little things, they can fix it beforehand, make sure the house shows really well, there's nothing wrong with it. And that's definitely something everybody could use before putting their house on the market, and again, doesn't cost you that much at all.
Yeah, and Goalie, we've talked about both of those things on the show and how important they are, and it really applies to any price point. You know, I think it doesn't matter what you're selling your home for, get it staged, do a pre-home inspection, and then fix those items that are wrong because, you know, it's just like I always equate it to like selling a car. You know, if you had a car and there was a big ding in it or something, you would fix it before you sold the car, probably.
Absolutely, right? You should.
You should, but then people put their house on the market and it doesn't look good, or there's a smelly room, or something's wrong with it, and they don't want to fix those things or get it staged, you know, and then that's a problem. Unless you're selling kind of an as-is house that needs to be repaired, that might be a different story.
Correct. That's a completely different story, right.
But you can really invest some money and make your house look amazing and then get more money on the sale when you go to sell it.
Absolutely, yes.
Excellent, Goalie. Good stuff. Well, there's a lot going on. By the way, real quick, guys, do you guys have your favorites for the Academy Awards? Goalie, you have any favorites?
Revenant.
I haven't seen that. I really want to see it.
Excellent movie, yeah.
I heard the bear scene is really good.
Yeah.
Jeff, you have any favorites for Academy Awards?
Yeah, I just saw The Martian, and it was a great movie. Matt Damon was awesome in that, so I think that's my favorite.
And Raimi, what about you?
You know, a lot of the movies nominated for Best Picture I didn't see. I really wanted to see Bridge of Spies. I wanted to see Spotlight, and I haven't seen him yet. But I've heard amazing things about The Revenant. I don't know that it's my cup of tea, though.
Got it. I want to check that out. Well, you guys, this has been such an amazing show. We've been talking about all things estate planning, why it's so important. One more time, if you want to check out Jeff, visit him at fieldlawpc.com or call the hotline at 1-800-358-7563. We'll get you hooked up with one of Jeff's free informational seminars or lunches. You can head out and see exactly what you need to do to protect yourself so you don't have to pay $75,000 in probate fees. Raimi, thanks so much for being here and talking to us about mortgage.
Thanks for having me.
And Goalie, thanks for the celebrity and high-end update.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks for tuning in to The Real Estate Zone. We'll talk to you next Saturday at 7 a.m. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the Academy Awards. This has been The Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Danny Batsalkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Mitchke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender, NMLS ID 39179, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. The proceeding was furnished by TBG Homes. TBG Homes was responsible for its content.
News, talk, evolve. Your 2016 election headquarters, KABC HD, Los Angeles.